This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Yesterday, August 13th, marked this program's 10th anniversary and the 40th anniversary of Vermont Public Radio. One person we should hear from as we mark this occasion is Betty Smith. These days, you might recognize her name as our commentaries editor, but Betty has been with the station for more than 40 years, and she's done a little bit of everything here. She started by helping with the early applications for grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the FCC, and she says she's never looked back.
No, really, I haven't. It's been a remarkable opportunity to see something like this grow. I didn't think of myself as being technical, and radio was really a surprise in my life. I'd been mostly involved in theater and music and had been an English major and a history minor at UVM. Hadn't so much as set foot in a radio station except for interviews about theater until a fellow said the FCC is going to begin to require stations to have women as announcers. I like your voice. I want to hire you. And I said, I don't think I could do that. And he said, don't be silly. I can teach a monkey how to do it. And he did.
Hey, you know.
Yeah, I know. Don't disparage the monkeys, right?
Right. I am one of those monkeys.
Right. So anyway, that's how it got started. A little bit of commercial radio experience and then absolutely the ground floor of the concept of public radio in Vermont. And as somebody who wanted to produce stuff, I thought it was great. And as somebody who had grown up in Vermont and thought, well, I thought there must be much more to talk about amongst ourselves in the state than we were really doing, certainly through radio. Newspapers did a good job. Television was doing a good job. But radio was mostly commercial, and it was getting more narrowly defined. News departments in commercial radio were ending. You know, they were dropping the budgets for that all over the place. So, I don't know. I hitched my wagon to this particular star, and I've never regretted it.
40 years on, and you having the perspective of having been with VPR the whole time, what do you think VPR does do or does offer that's unique? And I'm going to ask you to be critical after this, so feel free to be effusive now, because I am going to ask you to critique VPR. But what do you think we do offer and do well?
We've always looked for talented people with ambition to do something of value for the community, be that cultural or political. Whether it's informational or entertainment. And we haven't really set up too many barriers. We've not said we'll be this but not that. We've tried out lots of different things. And we've kept a lot of diversity in our programming. We not only provide networking around the state so that, in fact, now if you live in Brattleboro, you do have more of a sense of what's going on in Burlington or Montpelier or Canaan, for that matter. I mean, We do help people create their own sort of virtual communities that would have been very hard to create before. The internet now might have superseded that to a certain extent. But at the time, we allowed for those conversations to begin. And that's something that I think was extremely important and I'm very proud of having done or been part of having done. The other thing that I think that we've done very effectively is, rather than say that production here wasn't up to par with production in the major urban areas, in other words, that theater here could never be as good as Broadway, we said, we don't care. It's going to be ours. We're going to find the people who follow the highest standards they possibly can, who do it here anyway, and who come up with amazing stuff. And we've done that. We've mined the community for the talent and the ambition and the vision that exists here. And we've encouraged it by virtue of making it known to more people. And there again, allowing people to talk to one another and compare notes and support one another, occasionally compete with one another. Competition can be healthy. I think it's the building of community and the reflecting of community that has really been a very big key to our success.
And if you have to knock VPR for something or gently encourage VPR to do something better or different, what would it be?
Well, you know, you can always do more. You can always do better. I think that there's plenty more to be done. I think that this is an amazing community. I think that we've I think that our example has inspired other media sources to do some more interesting work, to look at the local community for events and talent and so forth. I see much more of that now than I did before VPR existed or even during those early years. I think we're very good at being honest with the audience about what we can do with the money that we raise, and we're good at that. I think it's just a matter of continuing to be open to potential and not becoming too comfortable with ourselves.
This isn't a job interview. You've had the job for 40 years. You can be harder. You can be more critical.
Well, I can't think of much that I really would slam because I'm still here by choice. Mm-hmm. I'm still here because I still think it's one of the best organizations I could possibly be a part of. And I don't think too much about the past 40 years because I'm busy thinking about the next year, the next week, and what else we can do. Perhaps we could be better at... I think we do get a little complacent at times and a little self-satisfied at times. I do think that we can be critical of ourselves and also of events in our communities. But that's true not only of us, but of sort of our culture in general.
Mm. Well, Betty.
What can I say? I like what we do.
I like what we do, too. It's my 10-year anniversary on Vermont Edition.
Congrats, Jane.
Thank you. We're celebrating our 10-year anniversary as VPR celebrates its 40th.
Time flies when you're having fun. Hey, Jane, let me turn the tables here. What would you critique?
I think for Vermont Edition, as we move into our second decade, we need to do a better job of talking to, for lack of a better word, regular Vermonters. We rely a little too much on talking heads, academics, politicians. I think we need to get a little bit more into the trenches. And I would like to see Vermont Edition continue to grapple with difficult and challenging ideas and not be afraid that our whole audience doesn't like it. You know, I think we shouldn't be afraid of people getting a little bit angry with us if we're challenging them and we can support our journalism and our choices. So that's where I hope Vermont Edition in particular goes. And I guess that probably stands for VPR at large as well.
Well, I think that that's good thinking. I love the natural sound that happens when you get out into the countryside and into the towns and you're talking to people where they are instead of bringing them into you necessarily or using the phone. Mm-hmm. I would agree with that. Here's another one for you. How about radio theater?
You know, we've actually talked about that. We have some secret, like, underground plans to maybe get some radio theater going. And I don't know if it can be a Vermont Edition thing or if it's going to have to be sort of a side production of some VPR staffers. But you maybe you can be involved, Betty, because there is some underground chat about that happening.
Well, we've done little bits of it here and there, but it's so expensive that we found that it was really difficult to sustain. And most of the radio theater that we carried in the early years lost its funding eventually. Mm. So that's a challenge, but wouldn't it be fun?
Maybe we could just do the VPR players. It can be like a really amateur production.
Count me in.
All right.
Count me in.
You're in.
All
Thank
right.
you. And congratulations to you and happy work anniversary.
Thanks, Jane. Same to you.